Well, welcome to church today. Some of you will look at the first song and say, she's living in the past. That's a Christmas carol. Well, I don't care because we're going to sing it today because it's a really good one. So everybody stand up while we sing, Go Tell It on the Mountain.
Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain, our Jesus Christ is born.
Everybody have a seat. Well, today I wanted to talk to you about good news, because good news is something we like to hear. Good news. So, has anyone had any good news this week? Any good news? Who said that? Who said that? In a big loud voice. It rained. That's supremely good news. Thank you, God. That's really great news. Anyone else had any good news this week?
My husband still loves me.
Your pool is full. Great.
My husband still loves me after 36 years.
Your husband still loves you after 36 years? What a man. Or should we say, what a woman. Okay. There's some good news. The lovely thing about good news is that when something really good happens to you, you just want to share it with other people. You ever feel like that? Something really nice happens and you just, oh, who can I ring? Who can I tell? You know why that is? Apart from the fact that I get very excited. It's because when you share that good news, it's a bit like having the good thing happen all over again. So you just get so excited about it. So say, just say, I didn't. Just say, I didn't. But just say, I won the lottery. I didn't. Church treasurer, I didn't. Okay. But just say I'd won the lottery. I would have been so excited that I wouldn't have needed to tell you, because you'd have heard my squeals of delight right from my home to your home. I would have been so excited. And every time I saw you, I'd say, do you know what? And it would be so exciting, because I'd just love to relive that exciting feeling. You'd be like that too? You wouldn't tell him. But it would be apparent from their lifestyle changes. Okay. So, sharing the good news is what I wanted to tell you about today. So, that was good. Next slide. We've got a reading that comes on about that later, and we'll talk about that too. Let us affirm our trust in God's mercy and confess that we need forgiveness. Lord God, you created this world and made us in your own image. Forgive us when we turn away from you. Lord God, through your Son you overcame evil and death. Rescue us from slavery to sin. Lord God, by your Holy Spirit you restore us to fellowship with you and with one another. Breathe your love and freedom into our lives.
Almighty God, have mercy on you, forgive you your sins, and keep you in life eternal.
Right, now I have five volunteers, and I use that word in loose terminology. Could my five volunteer readers please come forward?
Okay, a reading from John 1, 35 to 42. John's disciples followed Jesus. The next day, John was out again with two of his disciples. When he saw Jesus passing by, he said, "Look, the Lamb of God." When the two disciples heard him say this, they followed Jesus. Turning around, Jesus saw them following and asked,
"What do you want?"
They said,
Rabbi, where are you staying?"
Jesus replied,
"Come and you will see."
So they went and saw where he was staying, and they spent that day with him. It was about 4 p.m. Andrew, Simon, Peter's brother, was one of the two who heard what John had said and who had followed Jesus. The first thing Andrew did was to find his brother Simon and tell him,
We have found the Messiah.
That is the Christ. And he brought him to Jesus. Jesus looked at him and said,
"You are Simon, son of John. You will be called Cephas, which, when translated, is Peter."
This is the Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus.
John's good news was that Jesus was the one who was sent by God to save people from their sins. And so he shared it. "Look," he said to his disciples, people who followed him, "there's the one, he's the one you should be following." So Andrew and his mate, whose name we don't know, went off and followed Jesus. Jesus, not being totally freaked out by this, by having these strange people following him, says, "What do you want?" And they didn't go, "Oh, nothing," and go off. They said, "We want to follow you," John said. So he said, "Come and see, come and spend some time with me." So they did. Amazing. They got so excited, a bit like me winning Gold Lotto, that Andrew went straight home and said to his brother, "Well, you've got to come and see this, mate. You've got to come and see this, because we've found the Messiah, the one who God sent, the special one sent by God. We've found him. Come and see." And Simon, who's his name at that time, didn't go, "Whatever, you're my little brother. What would you know? I mean, really." He said, "Okay," and he came. We can be like that too. Sometimes we can come to church and go, yeah, sing the songs, say, pray the prayers, And sometimes we can come to church and feel so energized and full of life that we just want to go and share the news with a friend, and say, you've got to come to church with me and meet the one who you've been waiting for all your life. You've got to be prepared sometimes for people to go, yeah, whatever. But sometimes people will go, okay, I'll come with you. Then instead of fainting from shock, bring them. And maybe, just maybe, they'll have an encounter with Jesus like Peter did, like Andrew did, like John did, and be able to change their lives forever. Because I tell you what, something I reckon is really good news is that Jesus is my friend. Do you reckon that's good news? Is Jesus your friend? Yep. Do you want to share that friendship with other people? Well, I reckon that would be pretty cool. And how good is it? Andrew and the other disciple got to hang out with Jesus all day long until 4 o'clock in the afternoon. How cool would that be to spend the whole day sitting around, hanging around with Jesus, just talking and eating? I bet there was food. And talking and eating some more. And if coffee had been invented, which I suppose it was, they'd have probably had some of that. Wouldn't that be amazing? I wonder what we'd talk about with Jesus. You might want to think about that. What would you talk about with Jesus if you hung out with him all day long? I reckon that'd be pretty amazing. Well, enough talking. Time for an activity. In your goodie bags, you will find a piece of plain white paper and a pen or a pencil. What you need to do is write on this piece of paper, not the foot, don't use the foot's for later. You need to unfold it so it's flat. Yep, this big like piece like that, A5 paper. Nothing on either side yet. On this blank piece of paper, I want you to think about something that you could tell someone else about Jesus. And I want you to write it on the paper. Don't take up the whole paper. Write it on the paper. That's your first step. So write on the paper something that you could tell a friend about Jesus. A friend, a neighbour, an enemy, a person in a shop, brother or sister, I don't know, random stranger. What you could tell someone about Jesus. Okay, when you've done that, put the lid back on your pen. All right, you've done that. If you've got a pencil, it won't have a lid. Now, I hope Liam hasn't left the building because this is a part that he's really good at. Now I want you to make it into a paper plane. If you need help with that, fold it long ways or short ways if you're making a short fat one. Fold the ends to a point. Fold the sides down to give it a bit of aerodynamic lift or something. Is that what you do? Is that why you fold it? Is that a bad one, Liam? Okay, then I need you to throw it. That didn't work. I'm going to turn this fan off. Okay, I'll try a fan-free zone. Oh, landed on Rui. There we are. When you collect it, when a plane lands on or near you, I want you to open it up and oh, who did that one? Richard's the expert. Oh, I like that. Open it up, read the words that are on it, write something else on it, and do it again. And I'm not going to turn off all the fans, just this front one. Wow, that was a good one, Steve. Were there some good things written on there? Did you remember to read what was written on them?
Yes.
Did you write other things? Oh, that's a good one, Carol. We were going to finish up by throwing them all towards the altar, but I'm not sure that that's actually going to work now. What do you think?
No.
No. I think that that's really not going to be quite so good. Oh, okay. So if you've got a paper plane in your possession, put up your hand. If you've got more than one, put up two hands. Oh, wow. Some people got a whole lot. All right. So that's one way that you can tell people about Jesus. That's probably not the best way to tell people about Jesus, but a really good way is to just go up to them and say, hey, have you heard about my friend Jesus? All right. And another really good way, this is tricky, if you're a bit too shy to use words, is to act in such a way that people know that there's something different. And that is that way they will say to you, what makes you do these things that you do? And that gives you the opportunity to say about how you love Jesus and want to be like him. So, the next song is going to be about following Jesus. We've had this song once before, but I'm not sure if you remember it, so let's stand up and give it a go.
Dude, we'll see how it goes. Now I don't know about you, I just know about me, and I know what to do if I wanna be free. I'm following Jesus. Or fly through life with God. I don't know about you, and everyone's going that way. I just wanna be free, so I'm gonna walk by faith. I'm following Jesus. Following Jesus, 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 Jesus. I'm following Jesus, Jesus. I'm following Jesus, Jesus.
Oh, sit down again, everybody. Well, following. To follow someone, you often need your feet. Just as well I gave you one. In your goodie bags, you have a foot. For most of you, it will be smaller than your real foot. That's how you can tell the difference. Okay, on your foot shape, on your foot, I want you to write. Again, a writing exercise. Oh. On your foot, I want you to, on this foot, not your real foot, Liam. Okay, I want you to write something you can do this week to show that you follow Jesus. Something you can actually do, you yourself, can do to show that you follow Jesus. Now, maybe that'll be helping somebody. Maybe that will be telling someone about Jesus. Maybe that will be doing a job for someone that really needs doing. Maybe it'll be something completely different. I'm sure you know. What's something you can do? You probably do things every single day that show that you follow Jesus. Think about one of them and write it on your foot. You'll take your foot home. Well, you'll take 3 feet home. Okay, let's now stand up and share a statement about what we believe. We believe in one God who made and loves all that is. We believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was born, lived, died, and rose again, and is coming to call all to account. We believe in the Holy Spirit, who calls and saves and sends out God's people and brings all things to their true end. This is our faith, the faith of the Church. We believe in one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Okay, please sit now as we enter into a time of prayer.
Lord of our world, bless all who live in your world. We pray that you will bless the efforts of all who through mission and media spread the word of your love. God of our nation, we pray a special blessing on those who serve you in our country, from the Prime Minister, politicians, the mayors and councillors, through to emergency services, medical staff, and those who educate our children. We pray, Lord, that each of these would have a friend who will tell them about you and influence the way they lead us. Loving Jesus, who resides in our heart, we pray that you will walk with each of us as we live our lives in this community. Empower us to tell our friends about you and encourage them to come into relationship with you. Holy Spirit, fill us, your church, with the desire to worship together and learn together, that we may go out in your name. And we pray together the prayer that Jesus taught us. Father in heaven,
hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, power, and glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
We've been talking this morning about sharing our faith. And one of the things that I find about this being a pastor, and I think that's what we undervalue in ourselves, is the fact that people who know that we are Christian often do look for a blessing and will receive a blessing from us. And so just even, you know, something like when you finish your conversation with them saying, God bless you, or God help you in what it is that you're going to be doing this week, is sometimes all the witness that you need to give. It doesn't have to be, you know, let me tell you the 5 steps of salvation so that you can come to faith. Sometimes it's just something very simple. And I often find that so often, you know, non-Christians look even to me for that blessing because they know who I am. Just this last week, you know, one of the ladies from my Toastmasters club was going into hospital for surgery. I went to visit her at home about a Toastmasters matter, but at the end I just offered to pray with her for a surgery, and she gladly received it. Now, you know, she's a person who knows very little about the faith, but she received it. So often there's very simple ways that we can share our faith that really don't take a lot. But yet people appreciate so much, and it's just a little witness that can open the door for people. And one of the ways that we can do that is even just by sharing the peace. So let's practice on each other. Let's stand as we share the peace. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
We are the body of Christ.
His Spirit is with us.
And the peace of the Lord be always with you. So let's share the peace with one another, and then let's share it with people in the world. Let's please. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation. Through your goodness we have these gifts to share. Accept and use our offerings for your glory and for the service of your kingdom. Amen. And so the Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift thanks to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. Gracious God, we thank you for these gifts of bread and wine and pray that we who receive them in the fellowship of the Holy Spirit according to our Saviour's word and remembrance of his suffering and death may share his body and blood. On the night before he died, Jesus took bread, and when he had given you thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup, and again, giving you thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Drink from this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." May we who share these gifts be renewed by your Holy Spirit and united in the body of your Son. We break this bread to share in the body of Christ, for we who are many are one body, for we all share in the one bread. Draw near with faith to feed on Christ in your hearts with thanksgiving. Amen. This morning, Joan and Val are going to be our prayer ministers, and they'll pray for you in our prayer corner.
My reward.
Loving God, thank you for feeding us with spiritual food. Thank you for your goodness and love. May we go from this place in the power of the Holy Spirit to live and work to God's praise and glory. Okay, let's stand. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen. So let's conclude with Go Right Now. And I think it's a song. Is it a song that we can have a dance to?
Yeah.
I'm not sure. I don't really think so, but it fits the theme.
We stood with John B., Simon's brother Andrew and me. He said, hey, look at this. Now, baby, there's the Lamb of God who frees us from sin. I said, hey, what's he saying, baby? Andrew, could you please explain? No time to waste, oh, he said to me. Let's move before the Savior walks away. Ow! Go right now, baby, let's go right now. Go right now, baby, let's go right now.
Ooh. Let me tell you what happened to that.
We took a walk to Christ's place, talking with the dude all the day. When we left him, Andrew said, maybe I'll get Simon, should we get James? He said, bro, come over fast, 'cause I think the Lord's here at last. He said, what? The Lord above? Simon found out quickly. Enough, baby, baby, baby. Go right now, baby, let's go right now. Go right now, baby, let's go right now. Let's go right now.
Apostles, possibly naming. us to fill his shoes, and Paul would come and join him in his sweet time. Simon called Peter, James, and John, and Andrew, Levi, nicknamed Matthew, Philip, Darling, Thomas, and James the Less. Simon called the Zealot and Nathaniel, who's called Bartholomew the Judas. Keep on apostolically naming. Keep on apostolically naming. Keep on apostolically naming. Keep on apostolically, apostolically, apostolically naming, naming, naming. Keep apostolically naming. Keep on apostolically naming. Keep on apostolically naming. Keep on apostolically, apostolically, apostolically naming, naming, naming the apostles.
Go in peace to love and serve the Lord.
In the name of Christ, amen.